through 14. Let us hear God's word. To some who were confident of their own righteousness and looked down on everybody else, Jesus told this parable. Two men went up to the temple to pray, one a Pharisee, the other a tax collector. The Pharisee stood up and prayed about himself, "God, I thank you that I am not like all other men, robbers, evildoers, and adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give a tenth of all I get." But the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For anyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted." Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Gracious Heavenly Father, already this day you have displayed your mercies unto us, and we thank you. They are new every morning. But now we ask for a further display of your mercy, that you would bless the preaching and the hearing of your word, all to the glory of Christ. For it's in his name we pray. Amen. In the story of The Wizard of Oz, Dorothy is transported from her home in Kansas to the place where the little people are. And while she is there, Glinda, the good witch from the north, comes for a visit. And Glinda looks at Dorothy and says, "Are you a good witch or a bad witch?" Now, you see, the thinking of Glinda is that if you were not a munchkin, then you've got to be a witch. But which witch is which? Good witches and bad witches. Dorothy, we want to know, are you a good witch or a bad witch? Well, this type of thinking went on also with the Pharisees, the religious leaders of Jesus' day. They didn't deny that people were sinful. As a matter of fact, they reaffirmed that everybody is sinful. But there are some good sinners and there are some bad sinners. Which are you? A good sinner or a bad sinner? Well, in our passage this morning, Jesus sets things straight for us. The good sinners lived on the right side of the tracks, you see. They did things for everybody to see and pat them on the back for being such a good religious person. And because of that, they had a high opinion of their own righteousness, of their own goodness, of their own importance in the kingdom of God. They thought that their morality would commend them to God. And they looked down upon others who did not measure up to their standards. But Christ, by this parable, will show the folly of the hypocrite. He reveals the sins of the Pharisees as well as our own. And the first thing we find is that the Pharisee, praying in the temple, "Lord, I thank you that I am not like other men, robbers and evildoers and adulterers, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week and give tenth of all I have." Notice that the Pharisee, the good sinner, is commending himself to God because he does all these good things. Pharisees don't deny that they're sinners. But when they compare themselves to other people, then man, oh man, I'm a righteous fella. I'm a good fella. I'm not like these people over here or these people over here. I'm not like robbers and evildoers and adulterers. And you know that tax collector over here in the temple? I ain't like him either. Just think of all the good things that I have done for you. They compared themselves to the worst aspects of society, and thus they came to the conclusion that they had a higher place in the kingdom of God than everyone else. And this is evident by the fact that these good sinners, these religious hypocrites, they wouldn't even bow in the temple. They stood in the temple and boldly proclaimed themselves. But in contrast to men's idea of God's favor, God chooses to pour out his love and grace to sinners who know themselves to be not good sinners, but really bad sinners. The worst part of society. Verse 13, but the tax collector stood at a distance. He would not even look up to heaven, but beat his breast and said, God, have mercy on me, a sinner. God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. And Jesus says, I tell you the truth, that man who begged for mercy, not the guy who did all the good things for the church, but the guy who begged for mercy before God, Jesus says, that's the guy who went home justified before God. So what I'm telling you is, the way up is down. If you want to be exalted before Christ, then you better humble yourself before Christ. If you want to find a place in heaven, then you need to be humble here on earth. Y'all, excuse me. The way to heaven begins with a humble heart before Jesus Christ. See, the Pharisee, he came to God in order to compliment himself to God. The tax collector came to God with a complaint about himself to God. The Pharisee came with a design to be commended by God. The tax collector came because he knew he was condemned by God. Y'all, excuse me, I'm sorry. The Pharisee, he prayed so that other people would hear him pray and think well of him. But the tax collector, he prayed in order to be heard by God. And it was this great sinner, this great bad sinner, who won the favor of God, who was the recipient of the mercy and the grace of God. Not the good guy, but the bad guy. God pours out his love to great sinners who know that they are great sinners. God pours out his grace and mercy to great sinners who know that they are great sinners. The Apostle Paul is such a fine example of this. The Apostle Paul, in his day, by the time he was 18, he had already earned 3 PhDs. Now, that would be great in our society. Well, it was a great feat in his society as well. By the time he's 18, he's got 3 doctorates. Okay? And so when he is called by Christ to be the theologian and the apostle to the Gentiles, the Apostle Paul starts to grow in Christ. And you can see, as you read his letters to the churches, and recognize the dates on those letters, you see how Paul addresses himself. The first time he compares himself to the leaders of the church, he says, yeah, I'm a leader of the church, but I'm one of the least of the leaders of the church, but I'm a leader of the church. A couple years later, when he writes, he doesn't even call himself a leader of the church. He says, well, I'm the least of all of God's people. Notice where this is going. This is going to his concept of who he is. I am the least of the leaders. Years later, he says, I am the least of God's people. And then in 1 Timothy, when he is facing death, he knows that this is up. Ain't nothing going to happen here except my life is going to be taken. He says to himself, I am the greatest of sinners. Notice the humility that's working there. The understanding of the grace and mercy of God working in his heart. He goes from aligning himself with the leaders of the church to aligning himself with the greatest sinners on earth. And as Jesus says, that type of individual will go home justified before God. It is a picture of Paul growing in grace. It is a picture of Paul coming to understand that grace and mercy have been poured out upon him, not because he had 3 PhDs, not because he was a leader of the church, not because he was even the least in the church, but because God set his love upon him and poured out to him mercy and grace. What about you? Are you a showcase for God's grace? Do you know the depth of your sin and the depravity of your heart? Are you like the Pharisee? You know, the good sinner, the good guy. Yeah, everybody sins, but yeah, this guy's really good. We need him in the church. We don't want this other guy here who, he's a tax collector. We don't want him. Where do you see yourself? Do you condemn others for the very sins that you cherish in your own heart? Are you a good sinner or are you a bad sinner? Well, this table that is here before you is a table for bad sinners. Let me just say this. You may think of yourself as a sinner, but you don't know the depth of it. You don't even come close to understanding the depravity of your heart. That's why you need to come to this table, because this table is a table for very bad sinners, which you and I are part of. Like the tax collector, do you know yourself to be an unlikely candidate for God's love and mercy? If you recognize that, then praise Christ for the love that passes all understanding. Take comfort from the good news that God starts with flawed material, and he will not stop weaving his grace and love through your heart until you're transformed into a masterpiece. He takes the untuned heart and by his love begins to tune it so that it makes beautiful music for God. the way to heaven. The way to heaven is on your knees. It is to humble yourself, repent of your sins, and cling to Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Our gracious and heavenly Father, we thank you for Jesus Christ. We thank you for your faithfulness to us and the love and the mercy and the grace that you have poured out to bad sinners such as we. Oh, Father God, we pray that through your Holy Spirit, we would learn to love you with all of our heart, mind, body, soul, and strength. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.